Lord be with you.
Also with you.
Welcome to worship this morning, on this beautiful Sunday morning. At Holden, because we gather in the evening time for our primary Sunday service, our Eucharist service, it has become our pattern to gather in the morning for a service of morning prayer. And the service that we'll sing this morning is called Morning Praise, and it's the very first thing in this blue gather worship book. And I'll invite you to open up to that service with me now, just a few words about it before we begin. You will be invited to stand at a couple of points during the service. You can watch for that invitation. We'll stand at the beginning as we sing that opening dialogue in the morning hymn. We'll also stand a little later on as we sing the Gospel Canticle, that beautiful song from the Gospel of Luke, the song that Zechariah sings. We'll sing that as a response to our readings that we hear this morning. And those readings are the three readings assigned for today in our liturgical calendar, in our lectionary. We'll hear all three, the same readings that we'll hear later on this evening at Eucharist. So we often offer this invitation to hear them, those readings this morning, and then walk with them throughout the day and see where they lead you as the day goes by and until we and before we are led together once again to hear them both read and proclaimed at Eucharist tonight. Again, welcome this morning. As you're able, I'll invite you to stand and we will sing our praise.
Holy God, fill us this day with new breath,
and we shall be living words of praise. Sing your joy, proclaim God's glory, rise and sing, the morning has come. Bless our God and praise all creation, song of the earth and life of men. I look to you.
better than life. My lips will speak your praise, so I will bless you all my life. In your name I will lift up my hands. My soul shall be filled as with a banquet. My mouth shall praise you with joy.
As morning breaks, I look to you. I look to you, O Lord, to be my strength this day. As morning breaks,
on my bed, I remember you. On you I muse through the night, for you have been my help. In the shadow of your wings I rejoice. My soul clings to you, your right hand holds me fast.
As morning, I look to you, O Lord, to be my strength this day. As morning breaks, as morning breaks.
Most holy God, creator of unfailing light, enlighten those who call on you this day. May our lives proclaim your goodness, our labor and our laughter give you honor, and our voices praise you forever. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.
A reading from 2 Kings. A man came from Baal Shalisha, bringing food from the first fruits to Elisha, the man of God, 20 loaves of barley and fresh ears of grain in his sack. Elisha said, "Give it to the people and let them eat." But his servant said, "How can I set this before 100 people?" So he repeated, "Give it to the people and let them eat. For thus says the Lord, they shall eat and have some left." He set it before them. They ate and had some left according to the word of the Lord. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from Ephesians. For this reason, I bow my knees before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth takes its name. I pray that, according to the riches of God's glory, God may grant that you may be strengthened in your inner being with power through God's Spirit, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, as you are being rooted and grounded in love. I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to the one who by the power at work within us is able to accomplish abundantly far more than all we can ask or imagine, to God be glory in the Church and in Christ Jesus to all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be to God.
The reading from John's Gospel. Jesus went to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, also called the Sea of Tiberias. A large crowd kept following him because they saw the signs that he was doing for the sick. Jesus went up the mountain and sat down there with his disciples. Now the Passover, the festival of the Jewish people, was near. When he looked up and saw a large crowd coming toward him, Jesus said to Philip, "Where are we to buy bread for these people to eat?" Jesus said this to test Philip, for he himself knew what he was going to do. Philip answered him, "6 months' wages would not buy enough bread for each of them to get a little." One of his disciples, Andrew, Simon Peter's brother, said to him, "There is a child here who has 5 barley loaves and 2 fish, but what are they among so many people?" Jesus said, "Make the people sit down." Now there was a great deal of grass in the place, so they sat down, about 5,000 in all. Then Jesus took the loaves, and when he had given thanks, he distributed them to those who were seated. So also the fish, as much as they wanted. When they were satisfied, he told his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, so that nothing may be left." So they gathered them up, and from the fragments of the 5 barley loaves left by those who had eaten, they filled 12 baskets. When the people saw the sign that Jesus had done, they began to say, "This is indeed the prophet who has come into the world." When Jesus realized that they were about to come and take him by force to make him king, he withdrew again to the mountain by himself. When evening came, his disciples went down to the sea, got into a boat, and started across the sea to Capernaum. It was now dark, and Jesus had not yet come to them. The sea became rough because a strong wind was blowing. When they had rowed about 3 or 4 miles, they saw Jesus walking on the sea and coming near the boat, and they were terrified. But Jesus said to them, "Here I am. Do not be afraid." Then they wanted to take him into the boat, and immediately the boat reached the land toward which they were going. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Sustain us in your Holy Spirit.
thanks to you, most merciful God, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have protected us through the night from all danger and harm. We ask you to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds, we may serve and please you. Into your hands, we commend our bodies and souls and all that is ours. Let your holy angels have charge of us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Amen. Serve the living God.
Thanks be to God.